Glad for everyone that's here. This evening's hymn singing. And, if we love the Lord, singing is an essential part of our Christian life. And it's our chance to give back to God. So let's do that this evening. For the first song, we can turn to song number 335 in your church hymnals. And I'll take two selections after this. Song number 335.
Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. He whose word cannot be broken, far before is our abode.
Thank you. selection?
95.
Sorry?
95 and the Christian hymn.
95 and the
Good evening. Greetings in Jesus' name. It's good to see you all here tonight. I'm not sure I've ever quite done anything like this before. Had devotions at our church, but it's a little bit easier. So you can pray for me, I guess. It's nice when you know people are praying for you. I remember last year, a program, Bible school, had to have a testimony, and some of the boys told me beforehand they'd pray for me, and that just encouraged me. So I guess if you think about it, you can pray for me tonight. From the Living Hope congregation, and in Ohio. You come up there sometime and visit. I'm glad to have you. And I'm excited tonight about hymn singing and singing. I like singing. And I'm also excited about coming to Bible school. And I really want to thank you, everything that the congregation here has done and all the staff that, I guess. I was thinking about what to say and I thought, what can I say after this morning's sermons? But I think God was speaking this morning, and he was using the brothers this morning, so I hope he'll speak tonight too. You can turn with me to Colossians 3. I was thinking about Bible school, and I realize this isn't Bible school yet, but that's kind of what I came down here for. But I'm glad to see everybody from this church too. So I guess you might have to bear with me if I give some thoughts on Bible school, but I think what we're going to be talking about is something that we all face. In fact, I'm sure it is. Kept reading at verse 12. Bible school, we have obviously lots of people, and lots of different people, and they're from different places, and they have different interests and different experiences and different viewpoints. And so sometimes there's some, could be disagreements or tension between people. And we just have some advice here in these verses on dealing with interpersonal relationships. Let's read from Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Stop there for now. I see all these things in here that if we follow after this, I think we'll have a good year at Bible school. And I think we all enjoy being around people that fit these attributes. And maybe sometimes it sounds kind of boring, meekness and long-suffering and humbleness and all that, but I think you can be the best volleyball player and you can still have meekness and humbleness and long-suffering and still. And I think you can do most of the things you're going to do without hurting anybody, and you can do it in a meek and humble way. Okay, and then verse 14, it says the word bond in there. It's talking about love. And I think about bond, I was thinking about if you'd have a bundle of sticks or something and you'd wrap something around them. That's kind of the idea I get with all these people. You know, there's something more than just this church holding us all in here. There's something stronger than that. I mean, we could stay at home and watch television, you know, like most people do on Sunday evening. So, I think we all love each other, and I think that God's love also brings us together. We'll read verse 15 now. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Sometimes we're nervous and unsure of ourselves, and we kind of, well, aren't exactly in our comfort zone, but I think the peace of God can be in our lives. And sometimes when you have people together, sometimes you can get hurt or insulted. If you say, I like this kind of singing, you know, and I like a certain group, and I hear somebody else that doesn't like that singing group, and they're talking about it, you know, and they're running dirt, and I think, oh my, yeah. And then I have bad feelings towards that guy. And then sometimes somebody says something that insults us, or you hear somebody talking about you, and you know, maybe it's not the nicest or whatever. And so sometimes you have to depend on the peace of God, because God's peace isn't dependent on our feelings. And so I'm thankful for the peace of God. And if sometimes we're, as youth, we try so hard for acceptance, and I think God is ready to be your friend if nobody else is, and I try to be your friend if nobody else does, but I fail pretty bad at being a friend, so. And then it says, and be ye thankful. Sometimes we hear people complain at Bible school. At least I was here last year, and I didn't really hear much complaining, but sometimes you hear people complain, and I don't know if that's all wrong, but sometimes I guess the food's good, so you have to complain about something. So sometimes we'll hear people complaining about the rules, but I don't know if any of you ever saw the electric code book, but it's about that fat, and so that's kind of my look at it. Sometimes peer pressure kind of affects us in that way too, and sometimes we have an independent spirit and we want to kind of take our own route. We think we know pretty good, but I think this year at Bible school, peer pressure can be a good thing too, a positive thing. So I'm going to try using it a little bit. I'm just going to say publicly that I'm planning to support principals and the teachers and everything at Bible school this year. And so if you want to complain to somebody else. But I'm not a goody-goody. I'm not good at myself, okay? However you take that. I'm a sinner. And I'm just as much of a sinner as a drunk or a gambler or a smoker or anybody else out there on the street. But Christ died for me, and I've accepted his plan of salvation, and that makes a difference in my life. Okay, I'm going to read verse 16 now. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I love singing, and I love music. I think we're going to be singing tonight, and I'm anticipating doing some singing in the next 3 weeks. I'm really looking forward to that, and giving a program. So if you ever want to discuss music, there's somebody that's ready all the time anyway. Okay, verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And these verses here are kind of my vision for Bible school this year and for all the congregations represented here, that we would follow after humbleness and mercy and forbearing and forgiveness, love and peace, and we would do all for the name of Christ. And I was thinking about what Brother Joe said this morning about avoiding colds and all that. I think we can also go the second mile to try to avoid tension. And, you know, we can sometimes purposely, we know it might hurt him a little bit, but sometimes things hurt worse than we realize. So let's just all go the second mile this year to try to get along and not to create tension, to make it easier for the staff and the teachers. Okay, and then I just mentioned verse 20 here. It says, children, obey your parents in all things. Some of us don't have our parents along, and so sometimes we can kind of do what we want to now. But I think we should respect our parents and not do things that we know would displease them. And then we have a few verses here on relating to authority, and we face that in Bible school and in all the rest of our life too. Verse 22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. And then it says, continue in prayer. Let's do that this time. We bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight and just bow our heads and thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you are doing tonight, just pray that you would guide us and continue to give us wisdom. I just pray that you would be with the Bible school term this year, that all could be done for your honor and glory. And I also pray for this church here, for all the churches represented, that these churches could grow and that your kingdom could grow and that you would be glorified tonight and in all of our lives. I just pray that each one here would live a life of service to you and that we could all be back in heaven together someday. Just ask that we would honor and glorify you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, James, for sharing those thoughts. You know, Colossians 3 is one of those chapters that can encapsulate almost the whole Christian life into one chapter here. There's so many things that challenge us. And the song I had picked out to lead next goes along with verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And I think this morning I was so challenged by the messages. But one thing that Brother Duane shared about the spout of God's blessing pouring out onto us, and then from there, it can't help but pour out onto others. That's a challenge to me. So if we're not receiving it, our lows are going to be really low, aren't they? If we are receiving and have that peace, then it will flow out from us to others, those around us. All right, let's take our church hymnals and turn to song number 292. It's the next song. After this song, the children can come forward and stand up here in the front, and Sister Marty will lead them in some singing. Song number 292, on the second verse, I'd like if the brethren could sing in unison down to the chorus, and then let's have the altos come in on Not a Surge of Worry. You can do that, just the altos, and then on the chorus, everybody will join in.
Oh, like a river. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty and children, for that. I'm glad for each one of you that were here. There wasn't quite as many as normal, but we're glad for each one of the children that was here. And sometimes we hear that statement of the cliche, after the children go beyond, it's about the vision of the church of tomorrow. But I think it needs to be the church of today, that the children are where the work begins. All right, let's sing song number 31 in the space in the church hymnal, excuse me. And after this song, there will be a ladies' group in charge of Jessica. Song number 31.
Singing tonight is called Redeeming Love, and it's a Christmas song, and it contrasts what Jesus came from to what he came to, and also it contrasts the difference of what he makes in our lives. And the second song is called Shine on Us, and we can never be a light of ourselves, but we can reflect back the light that Jesus shines on us. And the last song is called He Looked Beyond My Fault.
From great riches to the poor.
Thank you for that group, those songs. You know, where would we be tonight if he hadn't looked beyond our fault and saw our need? And I was challenged by that. Thank you so much for that. Let's turn to number 377 in the church hymnal again. And after this song, I'm going to see, Myron, are you over here? Okay. I'm going to ask you to come up and lead a song of your choice. You can say words, whatever you have to share about it. I still remember when I was just barely in the chorus. Myron was already a fairly seasoned chorus member. I was a lad of 16 or so, like 15 maybe. I remember, anyway, there's a lot of good memories attached to having Myron here and the young people, and he was kind of one of those older boys that looked up to. I remember one time especially, we were getting ready to give a program in a church here, in the Baptist church here in Seymour, and we were doing a little rehearsal beforehand, and I was standing right behind Myron, and he evidently saw the need to turn and give me a little wise counsel, for which I've always been thankful. I've never forgotten that. It was done in a good way. He just turned and said, "You could sing a lot louder if you just wanted to." And I never forgot that, and I don't know if I ever thanked him, but I guess I can now. Sometimes you just need a little shot in the arm to just do a little more. Sands of time are sinking. Now, one day, soon, there's a day coming when it's all going to be over. It's a song about heaven, meeting Christ. Let's see. After Myron's comes up, leads a song, the men's group can come up, and Mark will be in charge of that. With 377.
The sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks, the sun will at my side, for the first sweet morn awakes. Dark in the midnight.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Turn with me in your Christian hymnal to 289. I don't remember the little story that Andy recounted, but for those of you that are familiar with Andy's voice, you probably know why I said that. A young man that needed a little bit of self-confidence. A good, solid voice, like I always kind of wished for. But my voice fades pretty quickly when I stress it very much, or when I get nervous. Many of you here tonight are from other places, and I don't live here at Seymour, but I'll always be from Seymour, because my family moved here when I was 2 years old in 1972, and we lived here until I was 26 years old, I believe, when we moved over to Oklahoma. So many, many good memories, and that's one thing I enjoy about coming back here and spending time here is just the old country roads and all the precious memories that flood my soul. So we have a lot of good things to think about whenever we're here. This song tonight is one that I thought connected with the message this morning. And it's a new song, or it was a new song, to our family maybe 2 years ago or so. We're slowly making our way through this book as a family and trying to learn the songs that we're not familiar with, giving them a bit of a fair shot. We don't learn them all, but those that kind of come, we try to learn. And this was one of those, but the words are so, so heavy with meaning. So I often think that a Sunday morning service is not so appropriate to learn a new song, but at a hymn singing evening like this, it is, I think. And maybe this is not a new song to many of you. Probably there's enough musical ability here that we can pick it up fairly easily. So think about the words as we sing it.
Oh, soul, where is thy hope, poor sinner? What are you going to do? Hope is a God-given anchor, lavished so freely on you. If it is fixed in the Savior, on that bright shore you will stand. But if in sin you still linger, where is thy refuge?
Brother Mark asked if I would introduce our songs. Probably somewhat of a continuance of the morning service. We're going to sing several verses from Just As I Am. Just As I Am was written by Charlotte Elliott, an invalid, very discouraged, very depressed lady. Yet she wrote this song that probably very many, many people have responded to the kingdom. And it's an inspiration to us. William Bradbury wrote the music. He writes the music to very many of our well-liked songs in our churches. The next two songs then are Oh for a Thousand Tongues. And how often do we neglect to use the one that we have? The last one, Take My Life and Let It Be, by Frances Havergal. We've already sung one of her songs tonight, Like a River Glorious. Many of her songs are tremendous songs of action, like Who is on the Lord's Side? And many other songs, a number of them in our hymnal. Trust you'll be blessed as we sing these. Thank you.
Sing song number 195 in the Christian hymnal. I think we'll sing the last, first and last verse, and then the last verse, of course, the vocal chorus will come up. Vision was mentioned this morning about being basically, if you're a Christian, you're going to have a vision. And I think, though, it needs to be a daily prayer for that vision and for the Christ, for having a Christ-like attitude. It needs to be a daily thing. And I just love the song. It's a beautiful prayer. Last verse especially. Lord, give us a vision of work to be done, of duties often neglected, of duties neglected each day. Renew our vision of souls to be won. Lord, give us a vision, we pray. So let's sing this song and the last verse out of the Lord.
Again, I trust that all of us today have been blessed by what we've heard both this morning, and I hope we've been encouraged this evening to just draw closer to the Lord and allow His peace to shine out through us. And we have a few songs here we'd like to sing yet, four songs. The first one is a song of praise, Sing We Now the Praises, just a song of praise to the Lord. The second one is actually a Christmas song. Chorus didn't actually sing the hymn sing over Christmas, and so maybe we'd sing this one, How Should a King Come? Talks about how normally a king would come in to claim his throne, but how Jesus came and the situation he was in. And then another song about just living in peace. And the last song is a prayer, a new song for us. Eventually, I'd like the whole church to learn it, but we'll sing it as a chorus here first. It's just a beautiful song, I think. I call it the working man's prayer, but it talks about getting up in the morning and asking the Lord to be with you all day and doing his will throughout the day and in the evening to be blessed, knowing that we did. I know it's challenging, but I challenge us to that.
Sing we now the praises of our God. Let us sing the Alleluias. May the air resound in grateful chorus as we praise the Lord Most High. May all nature join in glorious song as the Lord bursts forth in splendor, singing
treasures and his house. should dine upon summer strawberries and milk, and sleep upon bedclothes of satin and silk.
And high on a hill his castle should glow with the lights of the city like jewels below. And everyone knows that's the way that it's done. That's the way that a king.
Find us all strong and true, working for.
thank everyone that took part tonight, and God bless you all for coming. And at this time, we're going to turn the service over to the ministers.